ki fahm sahih, correct understanding. I'll give you one simple example. A father is lying on his bed at night after Isha, is going to sleep now, and he calls his daughter Fatima, bring me water. Now in what will you take water? You see your father is lying down on bed and he says, Fatima, bring me water. What will you take water in? Clearly, you'll take in a glass water that he wants to drink, water. Sunday morning, he's standing outside by his motor car. He's got his sleeves rolled up. And he says, Fatima, bring me water. Now you'll understand, you want to wash the car. So if you take water for him, you'll take water in a bucket. This is you are the same words. When he was sleeping also, Fatima, bring me water. When he's washing his car, same words. Fatima, bring me water. The ilm is one, but the fahim of it, the understanding, or that occasion. The person who was present there, only that person will know what was the meaning of that words. Like that from dictionary, internet, kitabs, na kitabo se, na wazo se, nazar se paida, deen hota hai buzurgo ki nazar se paida. Deen, knowledge can come from kitabs, but the understanding and the power to make amal, to stay away from sin, and to make amal, that will come in the sohbat, in the company of the salihin, of the pious people. So from there, just the kitabs, you won't get deen. You can get knowledge of deen. But fahm deen, you will get from asatiza. They will explain to you. So for example, this example that I'm giving, that bring me water. Even the father is lying down on bed and he wants to sleep, and you go with a bucket of water, how will he be? How is he going to drink water? Or when he wants to wash his car and you go with a glass of water, that means you haven't got fahm-e-sahih. Now fahm-e-sahih, everything what the Quran revealed, what came in the hadith, the sahaba radiallahu ta'ala anhum who were present, they understood it. And then they have transmitted it practically in their lives. They transmitted it then to the tabi'een, then to the tabi tabi'een, and then the time of the fuqaha came, then the time of the muhaddithin came, then the time of the salihin and the sufiya and awliya came. And like this, deen has been transmitted all the time to us till today. So that is fahm-e-sahih. What we get from that whole sanad, that is fahm-e-sahih. And after that, that is also still not the full hikmat which was given to Luqman alayhi salam. After that is amal-e-sahih. So we have to have ilm-e-sahih, fahm-e-sahih, and then amal-e-sahih. That constitutes the proper deen which Allah Ta'ala has revealed. So anyway, this is a great ni'mat which Allah Ta'ala has blessed us with. So this is that kitabun uhkimat ayatuhu thumma fussilat min ladun hakimin khabir, the one who is all knowing. Allah ta'budu illa iya, worship only Allah Ta'ala, nobody else we must worship, only wahdahu la sharik, laysa kamithlihi shay, he is the one and only to be worshipped, nobody else is to be worshipped, only Allah Ta'ala. And if we say, in another ayat Allah says, وَقَضَى رَبُّكَ أَلَّا تَعْبُدُوا إِلَّا إِيَّا, the same thing, worship only Allah Ta'ala. And immediately after that, وَبِالْوَالِدَيْنِ إِحْسَانًا, and with your parents, have a suluk, a treatment of ihsan, not of zulam, that is haram, not of adal, justice, but of ihsan. One is you make zulam on somebody, one is you make adal. He treats you good, you treat him good. He treats you bad, you treat him bad. That is adal. Not that also, ihsan. Even if you think, my parents don't like me, my parents make zulam on me, our hukam is, even then, we must make the ihsan. So in any case, yeah, Allah has put the two on one line. The tawheed of Allah and ihsan suluk with one's parents. Just imagine how important is the suluk and the correct character with one's parents required. And those are the parents who are physically responsible for us coming in this world. They did not create us, only Allah makes us. They only are the means for us to come in this world. For that Allah gave them this great haq. And after that is the haqq of the asatiza. Those who are our spiritual, our deeni knowledge who are giving to us, they are also so important. And after that is the haqq of our mashayikh and ahlullah who teach us the reality of deen. The knowledge of deen we will get there. The reality of deen we will get from the ahlullah. So anyway, so that is ilme, that is the hikmat which Allah had given to Luqman alayhi salatu wasalam. And the natural result of that will be wa anishkur lillah, to make shukr to Allah Ta'ala. Shukr is a very, very important thing. Whoever, a person, a dog that gets a piece of bread from your dog, that dog doesn't leave that dog. It stays regularly there. Insan that gets from his parents, yeah, from the madrasa we are getting our knowledge. We are staying, even our worldly needs are being fulfilled. We are given boarding, we are given lodging, food, etc. We got electricity, we got lights, we got our needs fulfilled here. Yeah, everything, all our needs, even toilets are there, showers are there, everything is being fulfilled. But ask ourselves, did we ever one day tell to the authorities of the madrasa, our muallima, maulana, yeah, did we ever say jazakallah? Did we ever say jazakallah to our parents? They were the cause of us coming in this world. They looked after us. They send us here. They see to our needs, but we don't make shukr. Shukr is very, very important. And in fact, a person who makes shukr will be saved from the temptations of shaitan. This is a person who makes shukr will get saved from the temptations of shaitan. Mufti Taqi Usmani Sahab, Damat Barakatum, says that when Allah Ta'ala had chased shaitan out of his court because he refused to fulfill the command of Allah Ta'ala. He knew the command, knowledge he had, but he did not fulfill because he did not have love of Allah, ishq of Allah Ta'ala. Anyway, so he told Allah Ta'ala when he was leaving and he's going now, he's rejected, he's accursed, etc. ثُمَّ لَآتِيَنَّهُمْ مِنْ بَيْنِ أَيْدِيهِمْ وَمِنْ خَلْفِهِمْ وَعَنْ أَيْمَانِهِمْ وَعَنْ شَمَائِلِهِمْ. I will come from all sides. Lot of temptation. Today on the internet, what temptations. You walk on the road, billboards, what temptations. On the road, what fitness. Fitness are there all the time. And shaitan has spread them right, left, front, back, top, bottom. All sides are fitna. وَلَا تَجِدُ أَكْثَرُهُمْ شَاكِرِينَ. And you won't find them that they will make shukr to you. And a person who makes shukr, he will get saved from the temptations of shaitan. So it, and to make shukr is very easy. It's a basic quality of an insan to make shukr. Once we were in Trinidad, one brother explained to me, he went to the little island Tobago, which is part of Trinidad. He was sitting at the sea, he went with his family, and there is a river that meets with the sea at that place. So he saw there was a fish, big, beautiful, very beautiful colored fish. It was, it came and it fell on the bank of the river. And on its side it fell. And then he pushed it, it went back into the river again. Again it came, it fell on the back, on its side again. 2-3 times. Then he realized that there is something else here. Allah put in his heart, he had a long stick, he took it and he pushed it into the sea. And when it went in the sea, it swam away with speed. Then it came back and it made a circle around him and it went away again. So what he understood, that was a sea fish which couldn't live in the river. River water is different from sea water. For us, water is water, but they are different, it can't live there. And when it came back and it made the circle, it told Jazakallah. A fish makes Jazakallah. And we can't say Jazakallah. And we are supposed to be insan. Insan must say Jazakallah. So in its way, it said Jazakallah. You put me where I was supposed to go. So anyway, so to appreciate. So Allah Ta'ala has given us this knowledge that we worship only Allah. Allah alone is to be worshipped. And from that other ayat we understand, Allah put the haqq of ma'bab. And in the same level of Allah Ta'ala. Don't worship anyone else besides Allah. Don't make shirk with Allah. But your parents are very important. Respect and honor. How important are the parents? Allahu Akbar. One time, the famous Dr. Iqbal of Lahore, in his majlis, they were reading from a kitab. And they read there that a cat gave birth to some kittens in Masjid al-Nabawi. So when the kittens also is going to be there, a lot of dirt will come in the masjid. So the Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala anhu want to, all, we have to keep the masjid clean. We can't let all things happen in the masjid. Masjid must be kept clean. So they were chasing them away, the cat, the mother. Allahu Akbar. When Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam came to know, he said, Isko mat bhagao, don't chase the cat. Ye to ab maa hoge. She has become a mother. She got status. Status of a mother. Hey, today, we only know what a child is. When we were children, how we were rude to our parents. We spoke on their faces. We argued with them. We pulled up our faces. We don't want to do what they say. But the day we become a mother, then we'll know what it is. Hey? So to become a mother, now the children must respect their mother. The mother, so she's the husband must respect his wife as more when she becomes a mother. She's a mother now, so that is status. So Allah put that level. The mother didn't make you, father didn't make, Allah made you. That is 100%. Just like Allah Ta'ala says that وَلَقَدْ أَرْسَلْنَا مُوسَى بِآيَاتِنَا أَنْ أَخْرِجْ قَوْمَكَ مِنَ الظُّلُمَاتِ إِلَى النُّورِ. Allah says we send Musa alayhi salam to take out the people from zulumat to nur. That is also as far as asbab is concerned. Fa'il haqiqi is only Allah Ta'ala. Allahu waliyul ladina amanu yukhrijuhum min az-zulumati ila an-nur. The doer is nobody else but Allah. But asbab are there. And man lam yashkur in-nas lam yashkur Allah. A person who is not thankful to mankind will not be able to be thankful to Allah. And here, an-nas, not man lam yashkur al-muslimin, man lam yashkur al-mu'minin, nas, any person, whoever has done a favor, so their right is also upon us. So everyone, our ustads, haq is upon us. Your muallima, mashallah, how lot she's got fikr of deen, muhabbat of deen, established this madrasa with maulana, her desire that children from all around must come and must learn. So she, there's great haq, but did we ever say jazakallah? Did we ever make specific dua for her? That is very, very important to understand the rights of our elders and the rights. And she in turn, her ustads, from who she learned. Hey, without them teaching, how can you get knowledge? So she will appreciate and recognize her ustad. Her ustads, they will recognize their ustads again. And this goes till Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And then to Jibreel alayhi salam, and then to Allah Ta'ala, and it stops by Allah Ta'ala. So if we don't fulfill all these rights, then we are like a lost people. We haven't got a leader. We are just lost people. We need a leader. So Allah Ta'ala has given us Allah ta'budu illallah wa Allah ta'budu illa wa innani lakum minhu nadhirun mubin. And I am yet to have open warning to you. And then وَنِسْتَغْفِرُ رَبَّكُمْ ثُمَّ تُوبُوا إِلَيْهِ. That make istighfar, toba, because we are weak all the time. We got no chara, we got no way out but to make toba, istighfar to Allah Ta'ala. Whatever we do, we can never fulfill the rights of it. And al-deen's right, Allah's right, we can never, not our namaz, we can fulfill 100%. Not our studying, we can fulfill 100%. Only Allah Ta'ala. So Allah, we have to ask for forgiveness. وَنِسْتَغْفِرُوا رَبَّكُمْ ثُمَّ وَيُمَتِّعِكُمْ مَتَاعًا حَسَنًا. And for a while, Allah has given you all things, ni'mats of dunya. Benefit from it in the right way. Use it. Allah gave us this time in the madrasa. We're not going to be a whole life yet. Kitne baras ka force hai? Char. 4 years. Appreciate this 4 years we got. And valuable time. Very, very valuable, important time Allah Ta'ala has given us. We must appreciate it very much here. وَيُمَتِّعِكُمْ مَتَاعًا حَسَنًا وَيُؤْتِي كُلَّ ذِي فَضْلٍ فَضْلًا. This is the main point that I wanted to speak, for what I made this whole muqaddama and introduction. And every ذِي فَضَل, give them their فَضَل. Who are the fadl, who have got rights, give them, fulfill their rights. This is a very, very important thing, which today we don't appreciate. Our parents, they got fazal on us. fulfill the right. So much so Islam is taught, if your parents are non-Muslims, still you must wabil walidin ihsana. Don't listen to them haram what they teach you. They say you give up Islam, they tell you must go to church, that we can't listen. That is for only Allah's heart. But be good to them, treat them well. That is our duty. When the parents have got that duty, then our asat is our. How much haq is on that? One time our sheikh was in Bangladesh, and one person, an alim, asked Hazrat that if you see, look at your parents with muhabbat and with azmat, respect, with love and respect, you get the sawab of maqbool hajj. So if you look at your ustad with that niyat, you get the sawab. A person who looks at Kaaba Sharif gets the sawab of maqbool hajj. So your parents, if you look at them, you get the sawab of maqbool hajj. So if you look at your sheikh, what is the sawab? He is your spiritual father. This is your biological father. He is your spiritual father. Hadrat, Allah reward our sheikh. Hadrat said, by looking at your ustad who taught you deen, you get the sawab of hajj maqbool. By looking at your sheikh, you will get Allah. There you get baytullah, here you get rabbul bayt. By looking at your parents, you will get baytullah hajj. And by looking at your ustad with respect and honor, you will get rabbul bayt. You will get Allah ta'ala. So the ustads have got a great right upon us. And our deen is from our asatiza. Our deen is not from internet. Our deen is not from kitabs. Na kitabu se, na wazo se, na zar se peda. Deen hota hai buzurgo ki nazar se paida. From the company of the buzurgani deen. Who is a buzurg? Who stayed in the company of a buzurg also. And he learned deen practically from there. I'll just give one little, it's a little joke, but you'll understand the moral of it inshallah. That one person who was supposed to go for an operation. So on the specific time he went to the doctor hospital. Then the doctor saw he's very, very cabrified, terrified, frightened, nervous, tense. Doctor asked him, what's your problem? Why are you so frightened? He said, doctor, I'm a young man, 30, 35 years. I got a young wife, 2, 3 small children. You're going to put chloroform, make me unconscious. You're going to operate on me, cut me. If I don't come back to life, what will happen? First operation of my life. I'm very intense, worried. Doctor told my friend, don't worry. Your first operation of your life, this is the first operation I'm also going to be doing. Now what will happen to the poor patient? And if it is that doctor who only studied kitabs, he got 100% distinctions in his theory. He didn't do housemanship. Yeah, housemanship bolte? Practical. He didn't do practical. He didn't do housemanship under old doctors. And see how they operate. Then he operates and they see how he operates. He didn't do it practically. He only did theory. University, he got full distinctions, full marks. But he didn't do practically. So just like that, if we learn deen from internet, and we learn deen from even our asatiza, but we don't learn deen practically from them, then our deen also will be just like that. And that is what is called sohbat. To stay in the company of Ahlullah and Pahil, that is where you get deen. And that is where deen becomes alive. Also understand, like for example in the hadith it comes that tunkahul mar'atu li arba'in li maliha wa li jamaliha wa li hasabiha wa li deeniha fazfar bi dhati deen. Or kama qal alayhi salatu wa salam. So li deeniha, not li ilmiha. Today commonly if a boy want to get married, he look for an alima. And an alima want to get married, she looks for an alim. But Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam didn't say li ilmiha, li deeniha. And you are aware, talabatul ilm, talibat of ilm. And this is muzaf muzaf ilayh. And in muzaf muzaf ilayh, there is mughayarat. It's not the same thing. So from that we understand ilm is a something, ilmud deen. Ilm is something else, deen is something else. Today normally when we get ilm, we think I got deen also. But you only still got ilm, you haven't got deen stuff. If a doctor who got distinctions and he didn't do practical housemanship, he opens his practice. Now if there is law in that country, they won't only lock him, they won't close his surgery, they lock him up. that how can you start practicing and you didn't do practicals? So we also have to learn deen practicals from some ahlullah. And from there we can understand our asatizah, their asatizah. That is, ilm has come. For deen to come, then we need rijalullah. Kitabullah we need, and we need rijalullah. That is when deen will come in a person. So we must make lot of jih. So Allah Ta'ala says, وَيُؤْتِي كُلَّ ذِي فَضْلٍ فَضْلًا. That is a very important aspect. Any person, the wife, if she respects her husband. Husband, respect his wife, fulfill her rights. Parents, fulfill the rights of their children. Children, fulfill the rights of the parents. Today the problem is, everyone is fighting for his rights, but he's not thinking of fulfilling the rights of the other person. Qiyamah's day, nobody will be asked, did others fulfill your rights? You will be asked, did you fulfill the rights of them? Today, everyone, wife got complained, husband does this, doesn't do that. Well, husband got complained, my wife is like this, he doesn't do this, he does that. Nobody thinks, am I doing what I must do? That is what we must do. We had a good friend, Muhammad Bam, when he wanted to get married, then he told me, Maulana, make dua that Allah make me pious. Because if I'm pious, I'll get a pious wife. Always we'll say, make dua, I get a pious wife. But we're not worried if I'm pious. And the rule of the Quran, At-tayyibatu li-tayyibin. Wa-tayyibuna li-tayyibat. So if we are tayyib, we will get tayyibah. And if we are khabis, we will get khabisa. And if we are khabisa, we will get khabis. If we are tayyibah, we will get tayyib. So we must worry about ourselves, but we worry about the next. Allah give me very good husband, but I'm not worried, am I a good girl or good woman? Will I be a good wife? That I'm not worried. I'm worried for good husband, but I'm not worried to be a good wife. So that is important, and the rule of Allah, you are good, you will get good. If you are bad, you will get bad. That is the rule of Allah Ta'ala. So we must appreciate and realize that our deen is from our parents and our ustads and their ustads and their ustads. This is what is called our deen. Our sanad that we get, final year mein kya padhte hai bachche?
Final year mein ye kya kehte hai? वो बड़ी बड़ी किताबें नहीं पढ़ते
कौन सी
हदीस पे पढ़ाते हैं रियाज़ सालिहीन और फिरहाल के अंदर बुलुग उल मराम
रियाज़ सालिहीन सी व्हेन यू कंप्लीट एंड यू रीड रियाज़ सालिहीन then your real sanad is not that you wrote exam and you got 80%, you got 90%. Your real sanad in deen, and this is exclusive for Islam, that this kitab I read from my ustad so and so, and my ustad read it from her ustad so and so, and the sanad that goes till Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam. That is our real sanad of deen, that how deen came to us, and only Islam has got this. No other religion, no other people in the world, government or anyone, only Islam. And this is main in hadith. Every ustad, and even people who become old, if they hear somebody else who's got a shorter sanad, they go and take ijazat from him. Please give me also ijazat. Or some great muhaddith came, or we met him, please give us ijazat of hadith. There is that sanad. That is so important. And this carries on in another thing also, in the tasawwuf. Which is in hadith, our sanad is from us. Nobody says that that this hadith Bukhari Sharif I'm reading, and I read it from Imam Bukhari. Nobody read from Imam Bukhari today. We had to go to our ustad, he to his ustad, he to his ustad, right through Muslim Sharif, Tirmizi Sharif, all the kitabs, tafsir, everything. But in hadith, all ulama who have studied hadith, they got their sanad. And you can ask them, and from them, till Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, sanad is them. The same thing in tasawwuf. Your sheikh, and from who he got ijazat, from his sheikh, which is also right till Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And that sanad is mahfuz. The third thing in our Islam, those who are sa'adat, sayyids. And many of the sayyids got their sanad also. From them, tell Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, who were their parents. Otherwise, others of us, we know our parents, inshallah we know our grandparents, but great-grandparents, we don't know their name. Or we got great-great-grandparents, finished, nothing. We don't know anything. But it does our salat, and that is our deen. So always appreciate, and to make dua for your whole silsila, whether it is in hadith, that who and who ihsan upon us. If one of that link, you have a chain, and the chain is broken one place, the whole chain, you got no connection there. And if you have to climb the steps, to a ladder, to reach the rope, and one step is missing, you'll fall down. Every step you have to. So right through our sunnah have to go. It's not only that we say that we only follow Quran, Hadith, or that we only follow Sahaba Kiram, and we cut out our Ustad. How will we reach that? From here, step by step, we have to, and make dua for, you'll see what barakat you get in your ilm. And more than your ilm, you will see your ilm, which is ma'lumat, will become ma'mulat. And that is what is required. And that is all what the tasawwuf is. The Maulana Thanvi rahmatullah alayhi said, there is no ayat of the Quran, no hadith of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, in which there isn't the tasawwuf. But he said, people haven't understood what the tasawwuf is. We understand the tasawwuf, a person who flies in the air, that, oh, big karamat, he's a big buzurg, he flies in the air. That is no big deal. Because even a fly flies in the air. And if that was buzurgi that you can fly, then you should go to Mr. Fly or Mrs. Fly and say, please make me bayat, you're such a big buzurg, you are flying in the air. Or you go to Mr. Mrs. Mosquito and say, you fly in the air, that you make me, that is nothing. What is tasawuf, Malala Thanvi rahmatullah alayhi said, to make your ma'lumat ma'mulat. Our Shaykh rahmatullah alayhi used to say, to convert ilm into amal. The same three huruf which are in ilm, Ayn, Lam, Meem. Just the tarteeb is changed. Ayn, Meem, Lam, Amal. Ilm ko amal mein convert karo. That is what is called deen. And that is what is called tasawuf. The tasawuf is no other things that you big karamat, even not to be mustajab da'wah. That is all, alhamdulillah, ni'mat from Allah. Or to get kashf, those are no big deals. But the big deal is that a person must practice upon the deen. Once we were in Malaysia, and we were having a talk for the ulama, and it was upstairs of the masjid. We all walked upstairs on the stairs. When we reached there, the first thing I asked all, quite a few ulama were there, that when you're walking up the stairs, here also you've got a lot of stairs in the body, what should we read? All happily, loudly said, Allahu Akbar, kunna idha sa'idna, kabbarna Allah. Bukhari Sharif's riwayat. Hazrat Jabir radiallahu ta'ala anhu. So all knew it. Then I asked him, who read it when we came up now? Pin drop silence. Nobody read it. So what is required? Not just to know. Knowing also is important. Very important. But then to put it into practice. That is what is required. You know perfectly how to bake a cake, how to make some dish, biryani, plow, anything. You know it, you are sitting, but you're not doing anything. How are you going to get your biryani? How you know? When you make it, then your biryani will be made. Your cake will be made. I'll finish off with this example. Maulana Thanvi rahmatullah Ali gave this beautiful example. Now Maghrib time is coming. A person makes wuzu, gives azan also, but he doesn't make Maghrib namaz. Isha time, same thing. Again, fresh wuzu. And he gives azan, but he don't make Isha. Fajr, or something wrong with this man. So just like that, to acquire knowledge and not to practice on it, is just like that person who makes wuzu, gives azan, but he doesn't make namaz. The object is, why you make wuzu? Do you want to make namaz? Why are you giving azan? For namaz? Namaz is the main. So to practice deen, that is what is required. And for that, we need ta'alluq with ahlullah. When we'll have that ta'alluq, then this knowledge which we learn, it won't be only noor, it will become noorun ala noor. Noor on noor. So Allah give us all tawfiq to understand deen properly, to learn and make shukr of our muallima, your asatiza, maulana, everyone who make dua for the people who are contributing to the madrasa. If they, our electricity, we're using it, but we don't make shukr to them. Make dua, we're using water. Even the toilet we go, we got a clean toilet, is a ni'mat from Allah. That the flush system is working, toilet is clean, is a big namat. Otherwise today, that we mosquitoes don't bite us, we got machardani, we got gnats or whatever. All this is a namat. Learn to make shukar, and then barakat will come, inshallah. May Allah give us all tawfiq, inshallah. الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على سيدنا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين اللهم آنس وحشتنا في قبورنا اللهم ارحمنا بالقرآن العظيم واجعله لنا إماما ونورا وهدى ورحمة اللهم ذكرنا منه ما نسينا وعلمنا منه ما جهلنا وارزقنا تلاوته آنا الليل وآناء النهار واجعله لنا حجتي يا رب العالمين اللهم اجعل القرآن ربيع قلوبنا ونور أبصارنا وجلاء أحزاننا وذهاب همومنا وقائدنا وسائقنا إلى جنات النعيم اللهم اجعل القرآن لنا في الدنيا قرينا وفي القبر مونسا وعلى الصراط نورا وفي الجنة رفيقا ومن النار سترا وحجابا وإلى الخيرات كلها دليلا اللهم بديع السماوات والأرض يا ذا الجلال والإكرام نسألك يا الله يا رحمن بجلالك ونور وجهك أن تنور بكتابك أبصارنا وأن تطلق به ألسنتنا وأن تفرج به عن قلوبنا وأن تشرح به صدورنا وأن تستعمل به أبداننا فإنه لا يعيننا على الحق غيرك ولا يؤطيه إلا أنت ولا حول ولا قوة إلا بالله العلي العظيم اللهم لا تجعلنا بدعائك شقيا وكلنا رؤوفا رحيما يا خير المسؤولين ويا خير المؤطين اللهم اجعل اجتماعنا هذا اجتماعا مرحوما وتفرقنا من بعده تفرقا معصوما اللهم لا تجعل فينا شقيا ولا مطرودا عن رحمتك ولا محروما اللهم انفعنا بما علمتنا اللهم علمنا ما ينفعنا اللهم إنا نسألك علما نافعا وعملا متقبلا ورزقا حلالا طيبا واسعا وشفاء من كل داء وصلى الله تعالى على خير خلقه سيدنا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين سبحان ربك رب العزة عما يصفون وسلام على المرسلين والحمد لله رب العالمين. جزاكم الله خير.